Blog Talk Radio.
Time for the morning. Gotta get up, get out, get going. You've been moving in slow motion, and that headache got you groaning. I got that Alka-Seltzer hangover relief. Oh, my hangover is over. Keep nobody aches, I'm back on my feet. Put your hands up and sing along with me like blah, blah, this, this. Oh. Think of this thing I did. Blah, blah, this, this. Oh. What a relief it is.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
I want everybody in the house to say, ho! Yo, Chuck, kick it to him, man.
A ballad behind bars, or you could say real rock from the rock. An unusual musical happening in a most unusual place. The state prison
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. It said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn, I said never. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did. I wasn't with it, but just that very minute it occurred to me, the suckers had authority. Cold sweating as I dwell in my cell. How long has it been they got me sitting in a state pen? I gotta get out, but that thought was thought before. I contemplated a plan on the cell floor. I'm not a fugitive on the run, but a brother like me begun to be another one. Public enemy serving time, they drew the line, y'all. They criticized me for some crime. Nevertheless, they could not understand that I'm a black man, and I can never be a veteran. On the strength of situations unreal, I got a raw deal. So I'm looking for the steal.
Hey, yo, Chuck, you serious? You in the justice, man?
Word them up. I'm looking for that steal.
Yo, man, we gonna break you out of there, man. We ain't gonna like that, man.
Don't you know they got me rotten in the time that I'm serving? Telling you what happened the same time they're throwing. Four of us packed in a cell like slaves. Oh, well, the same motherfucker got us living in his hell. You have to realize what is the form of slavery organized under a swarm of devils. Straight up, word them up on the level. The reasons are several, most of them federal. Here's my plan anyway, and I say I got gusto, but only some I can trust, yo. Some do a bit, some one to ten, but I never did, and plus I never been. I'm on a tier with no tears should ever fall. Cell blocked and locked, I never clock it, y'all. Cause time and time again, time they got me serving to those to them. I'm not a citizen, but ever when I catch the CO, sleeping on the job, my plan is on go ahead. I want to speak, but I'ma tell you the deal. I got nothing to lose, cause I'm going for the steal.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we gonna break you out of here, man. Words of strength, G.
I'm going for that.
Word up, G, they try to put black out of the gate by keeping you in, they know, but they can't keep a good man down.
Got it. 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 Got it.
it was deserved. To understand my demands, I gave a warning. I wanted the governor, y'all, and plus the warden to know that I was innocent. Because I'm militant, posing a threat, you better fucking up the government.
Yeah.
My plan said I had to get out and break north. Just like Oliver's neck, I had to get off. My boys had the feds in check, they couldn't try nothing. We had a force to instigate a prison riot. This what it takes for peace, so I just took a piece. Black for black, it's my time to cut the leash. Freedom to get out to the ghetto, no sellouts. 60 O's we got, we ought to put their head out. But I'll give them a chance, cause I'm civilized. As for rest of the world, they can't realize a cell is hell. I'm a rebel, so I rebel. Between bars, got me thinking like an animal. Got a woman CO to call me a copter. She tried to get away, and I popped her twice. Right, now I wanna get nice. I had 60 O's, and now it's 5 to go. And I'm serious, call me delirious. But I'm still a captive. I gotta rap this time to break as time grows intense. I got my steel in my right hand. Now I'm looking for the fence.
Hey yo, Chuck, we got the dope plan in effect. G, word to the staff, man.
I'm looking for that fence.
Word, I got the 98.5C, Professor Good for the S1. Yo, Chuck, we coming, man.
As I ventured into the courtyard, followed by 52 brothers bruised, battered and scarred but hard. Going out with a bang, ready to bang out. The power from the sky, from the tower, shots rang out. A high number in dose, yes, it's something close. I figure I trigger my steel stand and hold my post. This is what I mean, an anti-nigger machine. If I come out alive, then they won't come clean. Then I threw up, my steel bullets flew up. And to my surprise, the wall and tower blew up. Who shot what, who, what, the bazooka was who. And to my rescue, it was a S1W.
Yeah.
Secure my getaway, so I just got away. The joint broke from the black smoke. Then they saw it was rougher than the average bluffer. Cause the steel was black. The attitude is sex. Now the chase is on, telling you to come on. 53 brothers on the run, and we are gone.
Abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. Tonight, I want to thank everyone who's tuning in tonight for our 3,313th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia, LLC, with our topic and advancement, the fork in the road. Which way would you go? Which way would you turn? Are you going to turn and hold on to the inconsistencies of white supremacy that's hell-bent by the white power structure? Or you're going to turn the other cheek, so to speak, with this black ignorance? Now, both forms, not only do it hurt and it takes the full effect on the race or the people of your origin, whether you're Caucasian, Caucasus, Ikakasa, right? Or if you're so-called African-American, Moorish, Native American, and all the other things in which we're called. Which way are you going to turn? You know, I've been broadcasting for a lot of years. And when I prayed and meditated on this subject here, there's a lot of things that came to mind. There's a lot of twists and turns that I can do. But I sent an invitation out to a lot of people, for those of you who have been with me from my opening night to this night, and I also want to welcome any and all new listeners. Remember, we're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. You press 1 to interact with me, as always, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I'm telling you, WBNN is on the move. Now, for, you know, the amount of time, I want to be able to convey to you on certain things. And I'm going to touch on it briefly because I put an invitation out to a lot of people, including the Hall of Fame nominated for the class of 2020, along with me, our phenomenal Antonia Betts, who said to me about a month or so ago that you're willing to come on with me. For those of you who know, I'm duly prepared to do this here. It was born in my room, within my bar, my soul, my, you know, within my nature. I can do pretty much this just like breathing. But I always said throughout my entire career, this show is called We Will Aware You. Now, I'm duly prepared to do what I'm sent here to do for well over 37 years and counting. But I also want to open up the forum to you, the listening audience. But before I do that, before I go to my first break, I want to speak about the first term dealing with the white power structure. Do you know there has been so many officers that have been released from after shooting black men, women, and children? When I speak about white privilege, this is exactly what I'm talking about. The white power structure has no remorse for when they take one of our lives. Matter of fact, the white power structure has no remorse when they take their lives, even when it's dealing with someone of their own race. They don't care. They don't care. And these are the evil, soulless bastards that I have been speaking about throughout my entire career, especially since I've been a part of broadcast radio. White privilege allows you to be free from committing murder. Now, let me say something right quick. Just because a person got on a damn uniform, be it blue, right, or the uniform that the sheriff wear, what makes your life more valuable than one of my brothers or sisters or one of my children? Lives that you done took maliciously. And we have yet to find 12 jurors of their own peers. And I say that specifically. We have yet to find 12 fair Caucasians. You might have one or two, you know, sprinkle African Americans or whatever they might be called, anything other than a Caucasian, sitting up in the jury box with all of this evidence. This is not hearsay. With all the cell phones and cameras on every street corner, there's nothing that you can do anywhere, be it in private or public, that's not being recorded. I said that specifically. Everything is being recorded, from the so-called police cameras to people standing by watching all of these hideous acts being taken place. But they want to convince you and me that all lives matter. If all lives matter, show me one time where all lives matter, especially when it came to Africans, Americans, anyone that's not a Caucasian. And if you know me, I don't have a racist bone in my body. I ain't got time for it. I don't hate someone because they're different, even though most people say that about me. They call all kind, you know, call me all kind of things. Call me what you want to, but I'm not going to be playing those games with you. before I take this first break, right, I want y'all to hear me clearly what the Magic Man says tonight. Whatever uniform that you wear, that don't make you any different outside of the uniform. You got a life just like my brother or my sister or my mother or my aunt or one of my children. Your life should be just as valuable, right? But according to a jury of your peers, damn sure ain't one of ours. You don't find no wrong after all this time. Now, some of y'all might say, well, hey, Magic Man, you know, you gotta be patient, man. You know, you're running out of patience. I want y'all to think about something here. From before the 60s, but I'm using that for, you know, a certain time period in which y'all can go and check, right? Before the Civil Rights Movement, before great people such as Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, before many freedom fighters, before people that was even in political office, such as your Kennedy, that have fought on the side of our liberation as a people. And I'm going to say, let's say from 1960. And right now, the calendar year in which we're in is 2022, getting ready to be 2023 in less than 2 months. And you have the damn nerve to say, I need to be patient. For well over 50 years, there's no excuse. And I'm saying this specifically to you white power structure and to you ignorant so-called black people who want to keep ignoring this here. They have been killing us and getting away with it. And you black people have been comfortable allowing an enemy, any and all forms. I don't give a damn what they look like. I have been saying this well over almost 6 years for this great company. But over 37 years for those people who've seen me walk from the streets of Nob to the community center, from synagogue to church to mosque, right? Well over 37 years. An enemy is an enemy. I don't give a damn if you're black as the midnight sky or whiter than Snow White and all 700 damn dwarves put together. An enemy is an enemy. Just because you have a uniform on, you have no right to take one of our lives and get away with it. But before I take this first break, I want y'all to hear me clearly, white power structure. When it comes to me and mine, there's no place on this planet Earth that you will escape from my wrath if you try that with one of me and mine. On that note, Hall of Fame 4-time, take me to my first break, sir.
Out that window, man. amazing. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. And again, you're listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. On tonight's event, I'm speaking about a fork in the road. On one side of the road, you got white privilege orchestrated by the white power structure. And on the other side of the road, you got black ignorance. Which way will you turn? Which way will you go? Now, I'm about to bring on a legend. I'm about to bring on one of the best to ever do it when it came to internet broadcasting, and not just internet broadcasting. I'm just talking about information, period. None other than our own Hall of Fame nominated for the class of 2020, and I'm talking about Miss Antonia Best, my upline. Miss Antonia Best, if you will, unmute yourself and introduce yourself to the We Will Aware Your audience, please.
Hello, everyone, and thank you very much for your introduction, and I appreciate your thinking that I am one of many of the best, and I just want to let you know that you're very adamant about expressing yourself, so I'm definitely interested in hearing more about what you have to say. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, on this subject here, I had to open up. Like every good movie, you know, based on how good the opening is, it determines how long you're going to either stay and watch this movie. But since this is internet radio, right, and it's being broadcast all over the world, I had to come with a very, very good opening because there's a lot of people that I reached out to, and I just want to say personally thank you so much for you being willing, able and ready to come on with me to address such a subject. You see, when I speak about white privilege, there were certain things that I wanted to hit hard. I want to be able to stir something up to you, not just you, Miss Antonia, but to you, the listening audience worldwide, not just over here in the shores of America, but throughout the entire world. Okay? Now, Miss Antonia, do me a favor. You're going to be with me faithfully the rest of the night. What I want to do is I want to bring the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame and Lifetime Achiever, Ms. Jerry Petito, on because I know her time is very, very valuable. Ms. Jerry Petito, if you will, unmute yourself or press 1
Hi.
And come on. And I want. Hey, there you go. How you doing?
Okay, how you doing? Two of my favorite people, Huni and Antonia, I love you guys.
And we love you, too. Appreciate all that you have done for us and the rest of the world.
I want to say something to both of you, actually. You know, it breaks my heart when I hear the stuff that you guys bring to the table because you're telling the truth. And for me, it's something that I don't want to believe it's still happening, and it is. And I almost feel at times that how do we stop it? Is there even a solution? And I don't know what to do with it. You know, my daughter-in-law is African-American. Everyone knows that who knows me. My granddaughter's part black. But I grew up bringing my father, you know all this, Huni, my father would bring home his coworkers. It didn't matter if they were purple. They came to my home for dinner and swam in our pool. And I never knew about any of this until I moved to New Jersey. And I was only in seventh grade. But at one point in my adult life, I thought it was over until I learned more and more and more and more over the years that it's not. And I just don't know. I mean, do you see an end in sight, either one of you?
Of course I do, but I'm going to yield because I definitely don't want the bare knuckle prize fighter to hurry, to hold off and pimp slap me. So I got to yield to Miss Antonia. You look, y'all can't see me, but you don't want Magic Man's head to spin around like the Exorcist, do you? I want to yield. and allow Miss Antonia Betts to speak her piece. And Jerry, look, check this out. Not to take anything away from Miss Antonia, but you're going to receive an answer tonight like none other. But Miss Antonia, if you will, what are your thoughts on what Jerry just posed to you and I?
Well, I will be switching phones in a moment, but I just want to say that, you know, when it comes
to Tony, you sound good right now. You're good.
Okay, thank you. I was probably switching anyway to tell you the truth because of time constraints on my charger. But for now, if you don't mind, sure, I'd love to address that. Well, when it comes to just human nature anyway, we're always going to have sectors of individuals, sometimes within a particular group of ethnic groups or cultures that will band together just for the sake of ignorance and hatred. And then there will be some within those groups that don't. Because even in the African-American group, unfortunately, they don't realize the blessings that they will not receive because of taking up too much time to feed into the hatred of certain persons. As a result, we try to put a Band-Aid on things. We try to resolve matters, but the best way to resolve them, sure, what you feel as though you're doing now, which is addressing it, hoping that people understand exactly why you feel as though it's necessary to bring up the subject matter. And who better yet but another fellow co-host, Jerry Petito, who's been known for advocating for what's right and overlooking those restraints that have been put on people that she has even left, let's just say, live next door to sometimes, who don't understand why she's not liberal, but, you know, honest about how she feel about, regardless of how they feel, she's not banding together with them and feeding into those cliques. So it's refreshing and it's good to see a person of her caliber to want to make a difference.
That was absolutely amazing. And look, Jerry, thank you so much for being everything that you are. I'm going to provide the answer for you, but what I want to do is before we go to another break, and you know you're welcome to stay on or whatever, right? But I'm going to give my answer after we come back for break, and that gives Miss Antonia, if she want to switch phone, give her a little time or whatever, right? But what I want to say to you, I'm going to hold my answer right quick, and then when we come back, I'm going to speak about it. Remember, this is a fork in the road, so I got to speak on both sides. When I speak about white privilege, which is really slash the white power structure, and that don't have anything to do with your race. You know, Jerry, you and I, we done met each other in person. We know
you're
each
right.
other's hearts and intentions.
That's
right.
That's right.
That's a difference. That's a difference. So I'm going to hold it right there, put it on pause, and listen to orders, get involved. This whole thing is meant to stir something up. If the magic man says something to piss you off, that's what I want to do tonight, right? I want you to get mad enough, upset about something, because that's the only way that you'll get up and do something about it. Okay? So Hall of Fame, four times great, if you will, do it to honors.
Hit my favoritism. a better day. Raw, metaphysically bold, never follow the code. Still drop the load, never question what I am, God knows. Culture's coming from the heart, what I got, better get some, get on up. Hustler of culture, snake bitten, been spit in the face. But the rhyme keeps fitting, respect's been given, how's your living? Now I can't protect, I paid off defects. Check the record and record, inintentional wreck. Played off as the intellect, made the calls, took the falls, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off, known as fair square throughout my years. So I growl at the living style, black to the bone, my home is your home. But welcome to the Terror Dome. An era for the liver in pain. My 98 was 87 on the record, yo. So now go Bronco. Crucifixion ain't no fixing. Sold off, chosen, frozen. Apology made to whoever pleases. Still, he got me like Jesus. I'd rather sing, bring, think, reminisce. Bound a brother while I'm in sync. Every brother ain't a brother. Cause a color just as well could be undercover. Backstab, grab the flag from the back of the lab. Told the rap, get off the rag. Glad to say I got sold down the river. Still some quiver when I deliver. Never to say I never knew or had a clue. Word was heard, plus hard on the boulevard. Lies, scandalized and facing. Treats of hate who celebrate with Satan. I rope for dope the evil. With righteous bobbing and weaving. And let the good get even. Come on down. But well, welcome to the Terror Dome.
Come on down. Come on down.
Yo, B, 1990. All that. Running the race against time, the pit in the pendulum. Check the rhythm and rhymes while I'm bending them. Snakes blowing up the lines of design. Run upon the science of spinning them. How to fight the power, cannot run and hide. Well, it shouldn't be suicide. In a game, a fool without the rules. Got a hell of a nervous to criticize. Every brother ain't a brother. Cause a black hand squeezed a Malcolm X the man. The shooting of Huey Newton from the hand of a nigga pulled the trigger.
Come on down. Come on down.
Would you join me please and welcome it in? This week to speak and blame somebody else. Will you destroy yourself? First, nothing worse than the mother's pain of a son slain in prison. Hurt can't wait for the state to side the face. So this jam I dedicate places with the racist faces. Sample one of many places. Weak, weak, in speech I speak from a lesson learned in Virginia. I don't smile in a line of fire, go wild and but it's on bass and drum beats and violence. What to do? Get your head ready. Instead of getting physically sweaty, when I get mad, I put it down on the pad. Give you something that you never had. Controlling, fear of high rolling. God bless your soul and keep living. Never allowed, kicking it loud. Dropping a bomb, brain game, intellectual being. Now move as a team, never move alone. Well, welcome to the Terror Dome.
Come on! Yo, look at you now. You ain't want to listen to me. Now look at you.
Boing.
That's my main man, Honey Bacatoon, you know what time it is, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, the only world, Mr. All About It, it's Mr. Man, and you know what I mean? That's who he is, the DJ, Olasky, yeah.
God damn, but that's what I'm talking about. Even now, Hall of Fame, you know what, Hall of Fame four times, I tell you. Wow, man, I love you with the heart and soul of me. Welcome back, listening audience, and once again, along with a very special honored guest of mine, the Hall of Fame nominated class of 2020, along with me, and that's Miss Antonia Betts. Now, another Hall of Fame, International Internet Hall of Fame inducted, enshrined, as well as the lifetime achiever, our very own Italian stallion, Jared Pacito. I didn't know you were still on. Look, yeah. I'm going to do it this way, but I know that Mama and Gozi told me to spare not. And again, this is not directed at you. Jared, I know your heart, and this is not. Unfortunately, great people such as yourself, who's proud of your heritage, who knows who and what you are, who loves you and your people, and you have a big enough heart to love as many people as you possibly can because you was raised that way. You spoke about that many times. I'm quite sure you wrote about it. You then lectured about it, right? Unfortunately, one like you, Jerry, is not in, and this is the key point, what Benjamin always said throughout my whole career, this is key. When I say this is key, pay close attention to what you hear next. This is key. Unfortunately, ones like yourself don't have the power or not within the fold of the white power structure who want to enforce this supremacy. You're not in that power to be able to free someone because, you know, you deal with right is right and wrong is wrong, right? But
right.
The white power structure don't see that. The only thing that they see is everything white got to be white. So meaning that they can continue to do any and everything and get away with it. That's on their side.
Right.
Now, here's what we did. Remember now what the header says. This is a fork in the road. Now we're dealing with black ignorance. Black ignorance will keep expecting, and like I say, this is key. They are praying, marching, singing, dancing, wishing and waiting for someone else to come and take care of something that they refuse to do themselves. Unfortunately, through black ignorance, they still want to be free. I say they because I got a free mind. I have a free spirit. I took complete ownership of my soul, regardless if you believe that or not. And remember, I have always said, not you, Jerry, but the listening audience. Regardless if you believe that or not, when you hear me say, I took complete ownership of my life. Ownership of my mind. Then I have a free thinking mind. I don't need someone else to think for me. And I know me. This is another key point. Meaning I know myself. I know where I come from. My place of origin. I know who and what I am. I acknowledged my calling well over 37 years ago. Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover, right? I received that on June 13th, 1985. And I haven't been always aware. I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you and the rest of the listening audience. I was not, at that time, the first 16 years going into 17, because I was 17 years when I graduated. That's when it happened. On a Thursday, go back and check the calendar. It was on a Thursday after 12:30 midnight. So I started to address that the other night, Jerry. When you spoke. And you spoke about, you know, when you was waking up out of your sleep. See, I know I'm not the only one.
Right.
They will wake you up out of your sleep and come visit you. And I'm talking about those people such as the beautiful mother of our Hall of Fame, International Hall of Fame, right, CEO of our great company, WBNN. Her mother visits me on a number of occasions, right? And I say this, and like I said, you know, I'm hurting on one hand, but I'm celebrating the life of my father.
Right.
I celebrate the life of my father. Unfortunately, that we just celebrated his 78th October, shortly after my last advancement. 1 week later, he's gone. So it's very important now. Now, let me deal with, you asked about a solution. Here's where the solution come in at, Jerry.
Okay.
All of the fair, and this goes beyond race, and when everybody say that all race matter, right? If you see injustice being done, not just because somebody, you know, a black person, whatever, right? But injustice is injustice. So you should be able to, you know, justice should be blind at that point. But here's the key. a lot of our people still want to be free, like the story says in American history. What did it say? American, what's the name? What, Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, right? That type of syndrome. That's that type of a thought pattern. You got a lot of our people, Jared, believe it or not, you and I can say the exact same thing. This is sad what I'm about to say, right? You and I can say the exact same thing, and you will be more believable by virtue of the fact that, you know, the meat suit in which you're in, right, they'll skip past you being a proud Italian. They're just going to see you as white, right? And by virtue of the fact that they see you in the meat suit in which you're born in, and ain't nothing wrong with that, right, you'll be much more believable because, thanks to the white power structure, they had took control of the educational system, they took control of the religious system, they took control of the political system, and they took control of the world. That's why they have been able to do and commit some of the most hideous acts. And if they don't do it directly, they encourage the poorest amongst Caucasians to make them think that they're better than the poor white, the so-called poor blacks and all the other things in which we're called, right? And they put things inside of their nature, inside of their spirit, to make them think that they're better. You think I'm lying, you better listen to Dave Chappelle, not you, but listen to the audience. Listen to what Dave Chappelle was speaking about. When he said some of the poor, you know, Caucasians were saying that, you know, Trump is for us. No. You know, you like who you like on the political arena. But he had a valid point. He is going to go for the people in order for to protect their money, meaning that if you're poor, you know, everyone knows, in case you don't, those who own the business is going to get more tax write-off than a person who's working for a business. That's just the way things are designed. That's just the way things are. So all of you unhappy people who's working these jobs, these just over broke, right, and you look at your paycheck and you're dissatisfied, you can't keep getting mad at your employer. That's all our job is. It's just for you to make enough for you to show back up the next, you know, in order for to earn something for the next pay period. So I know I said a lot, Jerry, but I hope that didn't distract you. To bring it all back to a nutshell, black people, so-called black people, African Americans, you know, they have got to be able to stand up the same way, and I have a lot of respect for what I'm about to say here. And I don't know, because I know the name keeps changing. Where's what is it? The lesbian, gay, bi, plus, you know, whatever. I'm not saying this to be funny, but it's been changed many different times. And they made the whole world acknowledge what they did, right? They made the whole world acknowledge how they have been discriminated against.
You're right.
Right? And let me say something else, too. I respect their stance, because when you come after one, you come after every last one of them. Because, they, you know, if you come after any one of them, you come after all of them. And our people refuse to do it. Through black ignorance, they want to make, you know, for some reason, religion has a strong hold over the minds and the spirits and the hearts of our people. All people, but especially our people. Because our people will put blinders on. Our people will sit back and ignore certain things. Our people will argue, fuss, and fight. And I'm not going to say this now. I'm going to go into the next break. But I got a special guest on, too. So, Miss Antonia, are you back?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, you know, I want you to, you know, speak on whatever you want to speak on tonight's subject, and as well as we're going to open up Jonah Ventures. We're going to open up Jonah Ventures for anyone else out there who's upset about this here.
I love you guys.
Who have been, you know, not only disgusted, you understand, they want to see us. And I want to say this while you're here, Jerry, and other people who's listening. There's a lot of people who's not of the African-American race. You understand, Native American or Moors and all the other different things in which we call. There are many of you who have fought and died, who want to see us in a better place. But you know what's sad? Black ignorance. Some of us who's in the meat suit of a black or brown or red or yellow or whatever, you know, all the way up to an albino, don't want it. And unbeknown, they are fighting on the behalf of the white power structure. And either they don't know it or they just don't care. That's what black ignorance does for you. On that note, Hall of Fame, four times you will, take us to another break. When we come back, we're going to continue this fork in the road.
Well, first of all, before I do that, I want Jerry to be online real quick. I know she has to get off. But another thing that goes on about black ignorance, how they are really tearing down our brother Kyrie Irving. There was a documentary that was talking about Hebrews to Negroes, and he got a whole lot of flack for it. And it doesn't make any sense because all that documentary talked about was the truth, where going back to your Bible, an allegory, it talked about Moses. And when he lived in Egypt, he was mistaken for Pharaoh's son. How can that be? We know that the Egyptians were, you know, dark people, right? So the Hebrews, the first man, you know, was, the bones were found in Africa, right, in the eastern part, right? This is fact. This is not something that I'm talking about. You know, this is something that I'm, you know, trying to, you know, blow, you know, steam tonight. Hebrews to Negroes is true.
Right.
Period. And all he didn't even make a comment. All he said is, yo, go out and look at this documentary. I think it's something that's, you know, that's interesting. And this poor man was told that not only was he unfit to be a ball player, but unfit to have an opinion. And then in that situation, they told, and it's not the people that, you know, support me. It's not the Looking Glass Entertainment family that supported this show for years, because we all know those Jews fight for us, right? They're not part of the, I always say, the Bolshevikites. That's why I call the people in the higher up the Bolshevikites, right? We're not talking about, you know, Looking Glass Entertainment, my friends. The truth is the truth. And we have to be able to speak truth without someone saying, like they told our brother Kanye West, you can't have your money in my bank no more. Now, I'm a billionaire, and you're telling me that my money in, you know, in Chase Manhattan is not fit for you to have, because the truth is out there. Everyone has a right to their opinions. And like I said, our brother Kyrie was saying, look at the documentary, okay? And you might learn something. And then he's told he's unfit to be an NBA player. So that means that he's unfit for the institutionalized slavery. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that you got to go to, you know, their rabbi so you can be deprogrammed for something that was already truth anyway? This is what Honey Bucket is talking about tonight. You know, it's tell the truth and shut up. Either we tell the truth at WBN, or this is my last night in broadcasting. I'm going to say this again. Either we tell the truth at WBN, our truths, right, Jerry, what we believe in, right? We're Antonio, what we believe in, or we close up shop. Let me tell you something. I've said this many different times. I'm going back to 2013. Before I sell out, I'll get the hell out. Jerry, and then I'll go to my track.
Wow. Everything that you just said is spot on. And I just heard something that blew my mind as well. There was a black comedian from Nigeria who was like a finalist on AGT. And he came out and did this whole hysterical thing, but he made a lot of points about how he's even being, they're being racist against him. And because Alicia, the black judge, gave him the golden buzzer, and everybody was saying she only gave it to him because he was black. And he did a whole thing about that and said she, that was her first golden buzzer in 2 years on a black person.
Wow. Wow.
So it's crazy what's really happening, and I think the hatred is just spiraling out of control. But everything that you just said just is spot on. So, and you're right.
You ready for this, Jerry? You ready for this, Jerry? And I don't want to take away from the time because another thing, hats off. I'm talking about shaking my hat off. Like, you know what I mean? Take your hat off. He's shaking in the air to my man Dave Chappelle on Saturday Night Live. They were not ready for what he said on Saturday Night Live because he talked about, okay, you know, you got to be real careful when you talk about certain Jews. And to the anti, you know, defamation league that's come against Dave, and nothing that Dave said last Saturday night was wrong. And he did it so eloquently, you know, as a comedian. So here's the situation. Now, if comedians can't be comedians, and they can't talk about things, oh, you offend the gays, oh, you offend the Jews. No, you're not being, you know, homophobic, and you're not being anti-Semitic. Stop, y'all. Stop the violence. And stop the violence at home. Your mindset. Stop the violence. My name's Olaski. My main man. When you fucking tell me, my main man. Time bomb ticking.
We got some non-believers out there. Yo, we got to do something about that, man. Yo, we got to get stupid. Yo, we got to let them know what time it is.
You go through me all when I jump in my car. People treat me like a rim. Ass dudes and fall no matter who you are. When I'm up to par, I bet you go hip hop. But the eyes and ooze is my kind of news. Pop your tape in, put the car in cruise. I never heard the blues, I never drank booze. Cause I just rock the rhythm, let alone the blues. The L, I, and speak, you seek the peak and look. And then you know that whenever we wait, I know you can't wait. It's never too late, no fear, I'm here and everything is straight. Cycles, life runs in cycles. New is old, no I'm not no cycle. A monkey on the back makes the best excel. The people in the crowd make the best.
Attentive listening audience, I am really enjoying tonight's advancement. I really appreciate our Hall of Fame nominated for the class of 2020, along with me, the great Miss Antonia Thatch, along with Jerry Petito, and our Hall of Fame four times great, being able to come on and speak his piece. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. For those of you who's out there tonight, who's listening to tonight's subject, there's a fork in the road. It's time now, right? There was a time that information was very, very limited. Now, I want to speak on something that Hall of Fame four times spoke about, dealing with Kanye West and the Kyrie, right? That also was one of the main reasons I was raised, and hear this clearly, because this is a key point. as a Nubian, this is where my heritage, my bloodline comes from on my father's side. Not ancient Egyptians, but ancient Tamarians, like people of ancient Kush that was there. And if you think I'm, you know, just making this up, open up your Bible to Bereshitha, Genesis chapter 2, verse 13, where it speaks about Ethiopian, which is a mistranslation, right? The word is Kush, even though they changed it from originally a K and made it a C, right? This is where Yiddish comes from, not original Aramaic, right? So they changed it to a C instead of a K, because then they didn't have to, you know, acknowledge to themselves and the rest of the world that the Ethiopians was already in existence according to the Bible, before the Adam and Eve story. Part of why I was raised to do what I do. I can do it, and you're going to hear it in a little bit. Anyway, Miss Antonia Betts, do you have any thoughts and stuff you want to add on tonight's subject? I know you did good so far, and again, I appreciate you so much for being on with me live and direct tonight.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, in this world, we take chances on saying things that may cause us, as in Kanye West's situation and definitely in Kyrie's situation, not even realizing that you may have what they call a Freudian slip of the tongue, which probably the Freudian part come in with the very well-known psychiatrist / social studier of different behavior named Sigmund Freud. There were times when Mr. Freud, back in the, I guess, 30s or 40s, had came to various conclusions on how people came about different behaviors, you know, about the egotistical behaviors that they study in many, many more subjects. And, well, we all know how, you know, Kanye West have a tendency to have an opportunity to babble on without even thinking. But he has to understand in this day and time that even if you don't mean something, people are hanging on to your every word, especially when there is money involved. And sometimes people envy the fact that you have large sums of money, and they will tend to, in some cases, make sure that if you have accidental or intentional Freudian slips of the tongue, that they're going to answer to what's going on with you with malice in some cases, or they may use the fact that they feel as though you are attacking them by just making sure that you're on their target for saying something incorrectly or not incorrectly. And it's not only maybe of people of Jewish background, but in other groups, even of your same group, sometimes for the sake of money, that people will try to defrock a person or even hit them in their pocket, so to speak. You know, Kanye will get punished on a much different level than a person out there working a blue-collar job if there was a Freudian slip of the tongue, because it depends on what he has to lose as a result. But not to say anything personally in defense of him, it's just that he has to understand he has to be a more responsible man. You know, he's no child by no means, and as a result, for the sake of not only himself and his children, but for the people he calls himself representing out there, universal or not, he has to be a more responsible man. He's been out of the childhood a circle of understanding what life may or may not be. It's not like he's a recent high school grad and people say, well, you know, he's just a person who don't understand this. And don't, he had enough time on his hands, enough success to understand that this is what you have to look forward to when you have a Freudian slip of the tongue. So with that being said, you know, as for Kyrie, with his situation, I didn't know enough details of what was said, but now that you all had mentioned it, I will say with him, he's a fellow of a certain age, millennial age, as they call them, who will understand that his success as a ball player is a good thing, but try to understand that people are looking at you also, but they give you maybe a little more leeway sometimes because they know they expect people of his age, what is it, early 30s or so, to try to test the waters, or if not that, try to come into this world with rose-colored glasses, not understanding that it's a lot more deeper than just him being successful and being able to just to say something and not give it enough thought to, like, understand how people will take things and what he assumes, I'm sure, is blown out of proportion. But this is what people do when especially you're successful. But he has to do it on a different level than what Kanye does it. So, you know, success sometimes bring an opportunity for people to use you as a target for correcting you in a way that may be a little bit more unnecessary than others, maybe sometimes, or maybe what they consider more what they consider adequate behavior towards Kyrie in order to let him feel the pinch of the selection of a few words. I would add, there's a saying when we were children, sticks and stones may break our bones, but names will never hurt me. So I will say that at least Kyrie didn't do anything physically, to my knowledge, to hurt somebody, but maybe in the future he's going to learn a lesson by just observation of what people do when you're centered as an enemy of theirs because of a selection of words, especially when you're successful. Thank you.
Man, you know, that was absolutely amazing. That's why I love you so much. Love and appreciate you so much, Miss Antonia. Like I say, this is our informational guru. Look, we have a caller in queue. Thank you so much for your patience. If you are still there, unmute yourself and introduce yourself.
Hi, Huni. Hi, Antonia. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Love you too,
hey,
Mo Garman.
Excellent. Always great to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. You have an excellent topic tonight. You know, I do believe that white supremacists created the racial divide, created it, and it's going to take a large number of white people to stand up for minorities to actually change it. I don't think that we will have the ability to change their system. It's what they created, and they have to dismantle it themselves. So that's just what I think. And I think that we need to teach diversity in schools and teach about racism and the effects on both blacks and whites, and to deal with it honestly and to embrace it in the humanity of each group. I think that that will give us a lot of clarity. Just to add to what you were saying.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. That's, you know, I love the feminine energy. You know, it's definitely your time, turn and time to shine now. So for me to be sitting in the listening in the audience, yes, I am the host of We Would Wear You, but I also, especially when Hall of Fame four-time, you know, turn around and just do what he does with the sound therapy, right? I go from, being a host and then sitting in the audience. Thank you so much for adding your input on this much-needed subject. But I will say this, though. Y'all going to get some answers tonight that's going to empower you, Carrie Irving, or some of you who may be listening. There might be some kin to him that can get to him, right? But I also know the power of thought. So even though what we're doing tonight, even though I'm not speaking to him directly, I'm putting it out in our universe. So it's going to get to you one way or another, even if it's indirectly. You're going to get started.
Well,
I'm going to honor you with the ammunition to be able to not have to apologize for nobody. If anybody that need to be apologized to is us, as the original people of this planet. And I'm going to kind of hold my mule because I don't want to destroy anything that you want else that you want to add on to this fork in the road subject that we're speaking about tonight. But you best believe before the show's over, when I get through before tonight, I guarantee you that Kanye, Kyrie, and none of us as the original people would ever have to apologize to anyone before this show's over tonight.
You make a great point. Are you sitting down?
I don't know. I might have to.
I'd like to congratulate the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Elect, Kuni Bakatun, on his WBNN all-time connection record with his 83rd all-time with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for sounding the whistle, but I definitely got to sit down there because between Mama and Goldie, Pimp slapping me on one side and the bare knuckle prize fighter, Pimp slapping me on the other side, it's been a challenge trying to get 83, because I know
right.
The subject which was placed in my heart, I was going there. You understand? So I have been really holding back a lot of years, but this is the type of information that we all need, y'all. Divine truth is here. Falsehood must perish in due time. Thank you so much, Mogar. Look, before you go, let the We Will Aware Your audience know how they can be supportive of you and your endeavors.
Sure. I have a show called Breaking the Silence, and it will be on again on December 2nd right here on WBNN.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Hall of Fame four times. I know you got something else already in queue. I don't know if you put a quarter on a nickel or a nickel on a needle or whatever, but, what you got for us?
Have you forgotten that once we were brought here, we were robbed of our name, robbed of our language. We lost our religion, our culture, our God. And many of us, by the way we act, we even lost our mind.
Here it is. Bam. And you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. But let's define the term called dope, and you're thinking me funky now, no. Here is a true tale, why the ones that deal, all the ones that fail, yeah. You can move if you wanna move, what it prove. If they like the groove, the problem is this. We gotta fix it, check out the justice, and how they run it. Spelling, smelling, sniffing, ripping, and brothers trying to get swift in. Selling their own, rob a home, while some shrivel a bone, like comatose walking around. Please don't confuse this with the sound. I'm talking about together too. The bells of those that boost the dose of lack and those that sell the black. Shame on the brother when they dealing. The same block where my 98 be wheeling. And everybody know another kilo. From a corner from a brother, keep another below. And stop illing and killing. Stop drilling. Yo, black, yo.
We are
4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Wait a minute, y'all. The fiends are feeding day to day to day. They say no other way. This stock is really bad. I'm talking about
we're gonna get on down now.
on, poison attacks the black
firstborn.
My man Daddy-O once said to me, he know a brother that stayed all day in his deep, and at night he went to sleep, and in the morning all he had was sneakers on his feet. The culprit used to jam and rock the mic. Yo, he stripped the deep to fill his pipe and wander around to find a place where they rock to a different kind. Now come on, y'all.
Hold it now, wait. Yo, run the block. Succotash is a meal for kids that make cash, selling drugs to the brother man instead of the other man.
Brothers and sisters!
I'm talking about...
Wow. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. Thank you so much. I'm going to hold off some of my thinking because there's a lot of people that is stirred, and they want to speak on what we are talking about for tonight's advancement. So next call in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Who's this?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I definitely hear you. This is Leon. My spiritual name is Akhenaten Bazayael. I don't know if the audience
all
can hear me.
All praises due to all in all, who's in all, through all, above, in a compassion all. Attentive listening audience, this young man here is a very, very powerful spirit. Not only one of my Facebook friends, but we are spiritually connected, or better yet, soulfully connected.
Like 40 going 90.
As, yes, as real NSARs. And when I say NSARs, you know, this don't have anything to do with, you know, the so-called religion of El Islam. NSAR, which is Aiders. This is a true Aider.
An Aider, right.
That's amongst us right now. Thank you so much for pressing that one tonight.
No doubt. So I like the conversations you guys have been having, and especially the sister speakers. You know, it's very, very powerful in that, you know, ones like that, you know, can speak, you know what I'm saying, and they have lived probably, you know, through, you know, probably the worstest of times. You know, me, myself, I was born 9 months before the Black Panther Party, you know, January the 2nd, 1966. And at that time, I was put on the white-only side. You know, until my mother came to claim me, and then I think I was over there with all the other brothers.
Amazing.
But you know, the thing is, you know, I think Brother Neely Fuller, you know, I think it's Junior, I ain't for certain, but you know, he wrote the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, a textbook / workbook for thought, speech, and or actions for victims of racism. You know, in a comma, you know, in a comma, the parentheses, white supremacy, you know, and that's a powerful, powerful book for one to sit down and study and read, you know, because indeed, you know, like they were saying earlier, it's going to take those white folks, you know, to break down or bust through, so to speak, you know what I'm saying, this white, you know, privilege thing, this white supremacy thing, and it's way deeper than anybody thought, you know, can ever imagine. And I've been reading books, you know, and these books I've been reading is, like, so powerful, like, it'll blow your mind, seriously. You know, it'll blow some people's minds, you know, like, whoa, okay. Because A-Rap Epperson, you know, he let me know that, you know, just, like, stay in my lane, so to speak. And to me, I'm like, wait a minute, you know, I'm thinking, dude, you're a professor, first of all. You know, at the time, I couldn't think, you know, of how to respond to, you know, wanting to utilize his information about how he was talking about the Illuminati in his book, The Unseen Hand. You know, and it's... powerful information, you know, because he talks about the conspiratorial view of history where people, you know, like you say, they put these blinders on, you know, like the three monkeys, but they're actually four. They don't really, you know, try to tell you about that fourth one, you know, because that's the one that don't have no fun. You know, see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil, you know, those three monkeys. You know, and here we are, you know what I'm saying, like you say, in 2022, you know, and you have this element of folks, because I kind of think, you know, myself, I don't have no belief. I don't believe anything. You know, either I'm going to know or if I don't know, then I'm going to try to find out so I can know, you know. But to believe, you know, because when I looked up the word years ago, it meant uncertain, not sure. So who wants to be not sure and not certain about something? Nobody do, you know. So when a person say believe, that's basically what you kind of saying, you know, in a way, you know, like you're not certain, you're not sure. But again, you know, if you like, you know, and I use the word think because it's coincides with what you were saying, like the scriptures, and it's I can't remember exactly the scripture. I think it may be Ecclesiastes, possibly, where it talks about as a man thinks, so shall he be. You know, and the first time I learned about thinking was the little engine that could. He never said he believed he can get up that hill. He said, I think I can. I think I can. Till he got to the point where he said, I know I can. I know I can. Till he got over the hill and said, I knew I could. He never said he believed he can do it. He said, I think I can. The same way with the scriptures say, as a man or woman thinks in his or her heart, so shall he or she be. And that's, I mean, like you said, it's just the truth in and of itself, because the one thing you can't take and sugarcoat is the truth. And folks ain't going to want to hear that truth. And they don't want to hear that truth. Like you say, if it's, especially when money involved. Money is, the like they say, the root of all evil in the scriptures. You know, because if you talk about Yeshua or they say Jesus, right, what did he do? And, you know, people, you know, it'd be like I think it was like a saying back in the day where it says, what would Jesus do, right? Well, okay, he washed people's feet. You know, not only that, he paid his taxes because he told us, you know, the apostles, he said where to go. He told them where to go and what to get, you know. And he told them fish, you know, in a certain area, and when he get there, what they're going to get. And he told them, you know, you're going to pull out, you know, some money. He said, when you get this money, he said, pay for you and for me. So, therefore, you know,
hey,
saying, that kind of falls in line. Yeah.
Hey, do me a favor, sir, because I know a lot of other people might want to call in. I appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for adding your input. Let me say something right quick. Like I said, this is my brother, and he's also an author, and I definitely looking forward to bringing you back at another time to be a special honored guest so we can go get more into some of the books in which you pen and some of the stuff that you might want to reference to the We Were the Word You Listening audience, okay? Now, look, I want to set up some ground rules. Thank you so much, brother. Love you, okay, with the heart and soul of me. Anyone else who comes on who unmute themselves and come on, try to be as direct and specific as you possibly can so we can try to get as many callers as we can before tonight's over, okay? If you can, try to, you know, hit us with your thoughts and try to speak no more than 3 minutes, okay? Thank you so much. All right, next caller in queue, state your name, where you calling from?
There's none. Greetings. This is none.
Greetings.
This is my red hot. All right. Yes, it is. How's it going? DJ Olinsky, my friend. What's going on?
Man, look, I'm on these wheels of steel. I don't know nothing about nothing else. Yeah.
My love never fades. It never fades for you guys. And the Looking Glass Entertainment, you know, radio people just totally underestimate. But I want to make a point really quick. I'm just studying everything. You know, we got this whole Herschel Walker thing going on. And it's no coincidence. He's the pick for Senate. And he has no clue of how to do legislative work or, you know, been working with people in the public. You know, his record it goes as far as him being a football player. So he's out of his league with a Reverend Warnock, who's actually the senator sitting in the seat that was the seat, the prize seat, that allowed for Biden to become president this last election. So the main point that I want to make is if you compare what's going on to Django, the movie Django that Jamie Foxx was in, they always will put a buck out there And they would categorize us when they said we were slaves, and they would have people that would work in the outhouse, people that could work in the house, and, you know, all that other kind of slave mentality crap. So to put that is a real insult to put a football player, when most of us know that in the 60s and the 70s, football players didn't even have to, if you play sports, you didn't have to know how to read and write. They push you straight through. In order to just, you know, pass you on, but so that they could win games. This goes back to the stock market. So when they fix up the stock market, you had the ability to do trade. You had Piggly Wiggly and, you know, the meat market and all that other kind of stuff that made up the stock market, where it was dealing with trade, which was really started with the Native Americans. And so you had these bucks. Just like in the movie The Django, they would fight each other in order to try to gain rank. And so that's sort of like the same way they got Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker peering against each other, two brothers, and while everybody watches them fight. You know, so
that's
it,
true.
It's
Mary.
Really it's a yes. Yes.
Hey, you know, you're really, really going in, and thank you so much, okay, because I know some other people is waiting in queue. So what I want you to do me a favor, and I'm definitely going to put this on record. It's me, you, and want to get in contact with our governor so we can do some special advancements, okay? We got a lot of work to do. And I also want to say peace in the land, okay?
Peace in the land. It's truly wonderful.
Love you.
Much love.
Love you. All right. Hey, look, next call in queue, state your name, where you calling from.
Peace and blessings, Brother Hooney. Peace and blessings, Antonio. Hi.
Hall of Fame nominated Mother Sister Bessie. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I'm enjoying this show. It is well deserved. I have a comment. Why do we keep forgiving a people that has harmed us for over 700 years? We keep forgiving these individuals that have attacked us since the beginning and before slavery. We are a people, we got to stop forgiving people for their criminal acts. And I want to say that they now have ads coming on the media stating that we black people hate white people. We don't hate you. We hate your deeds, your wicked deeds. That's what we hate. And we hate the fact that you continue to do the same thing. And I like to make a point that when the William Lynch letter that the slave so-called master told the other slaves' masters, that was a spell upon the black nation. They still continue to put spells on us with their black magic in their words. And our people don't know that that was a spell to cause you to kill your own. And Brother Hooney, I just wanted to know, could I do a poem real quick?
Yes, you can.
Hello?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Okay, the poem is called Freedom. Freedom we never had. It's been an illusion since the beginning of time. The conspiracy is the manipulation of your mind from the people of swine. Freedom we never had. Follow the rules, they say, which they have never followed to this day. You've been stripped of your true spirit while they stole all your merits. Freedom we never had. Your story was great. Put that on your plate. Freedom we never had. Destroying is what they do with all lies rather than truth. Your skin is beauty, but they tell you that you're nothing but a monkey. Freedom we never had. The White House we see is just a plantation, and you're the field Negro in this nation. Freedom we never had. Outrage you must have, my people. It's time to create a new path. Freedom we never had. The deadly skills you must place to your wit. Put the art of war in your kit. Freedom we never had. Remember the Zulu. Study Charlottesville to give yourself a boost. Freedom we never had. This is the state of war. The threat is at your door. Be wise as Timbuktu, because your emancipation was a lie. There is no time to cry. Freedom we never had. Don't be miseducated. Pick up a book so you'll know how to remove these crooks. Now you know we never had freedom. Don't underestimate your enemy, because he sold you for a penny. He came to take your will and to steal and to kill. No one has told you that you are immortal. Listen, listen, because it is written. This is the only way you'll be strengthened. Remember, remember the freedom we never had.
That was absolutely amazing. Look, we're going to have to go. Thank you so much, Mother Sister Bessie. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to give you some advertising, because there might be other callers, but we're going to have to take another sound therapeutic break. Thank you so much. You already know Magic Man loves you with the heart and soul of me. So Hall of Fame, four times, do us the honors.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man? I was on my way up here to the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother Chucky D? He's way nice. I said, yo, brother don't sway nice. He knows he's nice, you know what I'm saying? So, Chuck, you gotta feel him. You're turning into a public enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking to me on the way out to L.A. Lounge and trees while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, kick the bass to them brothers and let them know what goes on.
What goes on?
Cut the sheet.
Welcome back. We will await your attentive listening audience. Thank you so much for all the people who've in queue. Look, we're coming down to the wire, so I want to bring as many people on as we possibly can, okay? Please, you only have 3 minutes to be able to state your claim, introduce yourself, and try to speak specifically within that time frame, okay? So next call in queue, speak your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where no matter what your complexion is, if you got a Cowboys jersey on, we're going to tackle you coming out the bum deli with your Bud Ice. What's good, huh?
My goodness, what? Love my nephew. How you doing, Claire? Wow.
Oh, man, excellent, man. Listen, man, this is a hell of a topic here, and I'm going to keep it real brief. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I want to say this to people. You know what I mean? You can't be affected by evil if you protect yourself from it. No matter what kind of complexion of the people that's the hands of evil that's being cast upon you, they can't harm you if you protect yourself from it. No matter who they are and who they claim they are, no matter who you are and they claim who you are, you know what I'm saying? If you know the truth about yourself, you know what I'm saying? You can't nobody take you off your stance, take you off your foundation, take you off your pillars. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what this is all about, belief and disbelief. All this slave stuff, you know what I mean, been happening for thousands of years. So how y'all not understanding what causes the slavery? What causes the slavery is your disbelief. You keep going out of the guidelines. You're not following the instructions correctly. You know what I'm saying? How we can't get it right? Because we don't follow the instructions. We're too busy asking questions why this is happening and that is happening when we should be having our nose in the book, understanding why it's happening. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where it all's come from. The lack of knowledge, the lack of certainty, the lack of sincerity, all these different things people do not have. You know what I'm saying? And furthermore, you're scared of these politicians, scared of what they're doing, but none of y'all scared of the hellfire for fornicating. None of y'all scared of the hellfire for being a gambler. None of y'all scared of the hellfire for being an adulterer. None of y'all scared of the hellfire of being a liar, a cheater, a stealer, a killer. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not scared of the hellfire for none of that, but y'all scared of what these politicians is telling you what they're going to do or what they're not going to do. Oh, the Billahi min dalika. You know what I'm saying? It has this place your trust with your Lord who created you and not the creation. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. And again, we don't care what your complexion is. You better check your satellite.
Absolutely amazing. All praises due. Next call in queue. State your name, where you calling from.
Brother Looney, how you doing this evening? This is Terrence Strength.
I'm doing excellent.
Campaign manager, he's going off tonight.
Yes. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing hurry is getting late. So I'm putting in my $2.50, if you allow me. This is... Kanye West, Kyrie Irving, they're bad players, they're entertainers, okay? These young men are not chosen by us to speak for us. They say things because they have a lot of money, and they're young men, and they say things, and then we build a lightning rod around it all. They're not mobilized for people. We had that in Malcolm. We had that in King, and when they got killed, because we are afraid, it's fear. We have to put ourselves in a space to where we trust each other enough to build a machine. It doesn't matter what any other group outside of us. If we understand and we have a plan, and we constantly can mobilize and inspire us to move in the same direction. Once we do that, the powers that be that are not looking out for our best interests know that we haven't the trust to eradicate what their agendas are. Their agendas don't matter if we what we want. And when we get to the space where we can stop being victims and talking about what happened and what we're going to do and produce proactively people that can mobilize a nation, that can a certain direction, then things would change. We had Black Panther parties. We've had a bunch of groups that responded to racism in a radical way. Focus probably should have been on more money. So we have to get ourselves together. Our lack of not trusting each other is what holds us back, really. Not somebody else who feels that we're inferior. It's none of that. It's the fact that we don't trust each other enough to work together and pull our monies together to move in a common way. That's what holds us back. And that's just my cents and $2.50. You brother, homie.
Love you. Look, we will aware you, listening audience, y'all just heard the tone of voice of the International Hall of Fame elect for this year, 2-0 double deuce. Man, I love this brother. And y'all just heard it from his perspective. He's a host of Know Your Rights. Definitely show divine love and support for our very own Terry Spence, my brother. Next call in queue, state your name, where you're calling from.
Good afternoon, Brother Hooney. This is Troy.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I just want to speak on this real quick. Fact is, if we don't get our young people involved, more involved, and give them more knowledge of what's going on in the world, then us older folks, we can be left out because we can vote and we can speak and we can talk, but it's the younger generation that's going to have to pick up the ball and take this country forward, because down south, it's real. Ain't no games down south, because when Trump came out with Make America Great Again, all these folks went crazy down here, and they really thought that they could just push black people around any kind of way they wanted. And it's real. You know, I'm from the south. I'm living it. And if we don't start educating our young black people on what voting is for and what voting is about, then we're going to be lost as a race, because it all comes down to the next generation. I heard a poem a while ago from the young lady. The average young person wouldn't have known nothing she was saying about freedom or none of that, because they don't have that knowledge. They don't know where they came from. And when Trump came with that Make America Great Again, you got to ask ourselves, well, when was America ever great for us? It was never great for us. And down and in the South.
Absolutely, you know, amazing. Man of God, Deacon Troy, you already know how I feel about you, family. We was there. We walked the streets of Nam together. Some of y'all just don't even know. It's in our memory now, right? I just want to say thank you so much for pressing that one, because I always want the We Were the Way You listening audience, as well as everybody, to hear more of you, because you're sent into this world to do a great work. You know, Magic Man loves you, and you are my blood brother. You understand? So thank you so much for pressing that one. Look, we're coming down to the wire. I want to get some final thoughts for Miss Antonia Betts. I just want to say thank you so much. Anything that you want to say before I bring on Ngozi? Anything that you want to say? And again, we kind of, you know, running down to the wire. So any final thoughts? Matter of fact, let's do it this way. We might have to do a part two to this, if you're willing. Okay. When you come on, I also want you to mention your show so they can be supportive of your show. Okay.
All right. Tony, you there?
Yes. Oh, I didn't realize he was addressing
me. No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. We're going to do at least 2 minutes until we go into ghost time. I want to make sure that Huni has his final statement for tonight. So real quickly, tell people about your show and the ambiance of this evening.
Thank you. Well, the title of my show is Informational Guru by Antonia Batts. The next show will be November 28th, the year 2022, of course. The time frame will be 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just like everyone else is on this network. And I would like to say that hopefully it can not necessarily have to affect, but give people an opportunity to expand their thinking and their proactive intentions to make sure their family and their lives are healthier. So with that being said, you know, if there was a part two, there's a possibility things can go smoothly when you address that issue, provided that people understand there's two sides to every coin, the way Cleb One had expressed it as well. So thank you very much for the opportunity, and hopefully in the near future things will get better with relations on race relations, but we can't count on it. The name of the game is just to understand what it's all about. Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. Love you with the heart and soul of me. That was the tone of voice of our International Hall of Fame nominated for the class of 2020. One of our best and the best to ever do it when it came to internet radio and providing information in general. So without no further ado, do us the honors.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. back. Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Come on.
What we got to say.
Yeah.
Power to the people, no delay. Make everybody see. In order to fight the power that be. Fight the power.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
Listen now. I said what I said earlier. I meant what I said. And my hands on the wheels of steel spoke for themselves. Now, let's go into business. WNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time. Ola Dada Malay, where Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Olaydelay, that goes with my gmail.com. And I got to do this because, you know, Honey Bakatoon always want me to do this. I am. Hate you, Honey. The 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Disc Jockey Enshrining. The 2021 Hall of Fame Producing Enshrining. And finally, because y'all guys got it right for the first time, because you should have voted me. You should have voted for me in 18, you bunch of bums. The 2022 MSN Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever. And you can't take it back. Your mother and father say producer of the W. Malaria goes to say good night and good luck to all the folks that are on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And for all the folks out there listen to the show and you didn't agree, you can kiss Hooney and I's whole entire black ass. And now back to the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect, Hootie Bakatoon. You should have known better than that, you dummy.
Oh, Lord. Mr. Beverly has reincarnated. All right. Hello. Straight down to business. A lot of you who listen to this show tonight, I left pottering with a lot of questions. And for sake of time, I'm going to provide some answers to you. It was on June 13, 1985, on a Thursday, just before I graduated on a Friday. When I was woken up out of my sleep after 12:30 midnight. And what I heard then is what I'm going to convey to you now. Wake up and take this message to the people who need it. That was 37 years ago. And that message was, Bereshit, that's like saying Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. Please take time to look that up, because that's going to describe what's happening in this day and time. Right? It's supposed to speak about the descendants of Abraham being taken into bondage for 400 years. Now, I done did a lot of advances on it, but I want you, if you're really serious, is to take time to open up your Torah, open up your Bible, Old Testament. That's Bereshit of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. And you can add 15, too, if you want to. But mainly 13 and 14, where it speaks about this 400-year bondage, right? But after that bondage, if we're going to come out with great substance, there was whole advances I didn't gain for well over 6 years about taking our soul back. This one here is about taking our soul back. Everyone who's listening tonight, especially for you original people, the original descendants of Abraham, the original descendants of the people who were on this earth before the Adam and Eve started, right, including those people who was placed in a state of ignorance. That's the only way they was able to do it. It's time for you to stop feeling ashamed about who and what we are. We are the people of the scripture, always has been and always will be. It's time for you to stop being ashamed. It's time, and this is for you, Kyrie Irving. This is for you, Kanye West. This is for you, so-called rabbi, imam, or preacher man. It's time for you to start teaching your congregation the truth. We are the original people, the first children of the Most High, right? Now, like I said before, we don't have to apologize for anyone. Yes, we are the original Hebrews. And I did graduate from the rabbinical priesthood. So what you're about to hear, you're going to hear it in Aramaic. Esma Yisrael El Yahuwah Elo Yahuwah Akeh. Why to have Yahuwah Elo Begamia Kablaka? Why Begamia Nestivka? Why Begamia Melach? O Yisrael, sons and daughters of Abraham, he is who he is. He is alone, has no partners. You see where Ellis Lyons got that from? He is alone, and you are to love Yahuwah with your whole heart, with all of your spirit and all of your might. That's the first commandment out of 613. I was there. I was sent here to do what I'm doing and doing my best to convey tonight. And that freedom, remember, that Bereshit chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. When you take your soul back, we don't have to be afraid, y'all. It's time for us to reclaim ourselves. And as always, I give thanks to all and all who've been all through all above and in comparison all. And on that note, I'll be back 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thank you.
Oh, Joe, see how we get us, man. Yo, we got the dust.